Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast, and bonus episode time, as I alluded to in Monday's episode, Brad Williams and I went to the Los Angeles Lakers game at Staples Center here in Los Angeles, California. We sat courtside for the first time ever in either of our lives. It was a bucket list item for both of us, and the dream came true Friday night, Los Angeles, 7:30, a dwarf and a Jew, front row. The entire night is something that I didn't think was going to be worthy of a bonus podcast episode, but that's what happens when we hang out, man. Shit happens. I don't really know what else to say. I don't want to set this episode too much. I just kind of want you to listen to it. The stories are fresh because we literally went home right after the game to record this episode, so we're very emotionally attached to what's going on. And it's going to be, you know, I told Brad, I was like, we got to go talk about this now, man. We're riding this high of everything that we just experienced, and I think you're really going to dig it. So follow Brad on Twitter, at FunnyBrad. Follow me on Twitter, at AdamRayComedy. All of our tour dates at AdamRayTV.com and BradWilliamsComedy.com. Tonight, I will be at the Hollywood Improv at 10 o'clock. The lineup is going to be killer. I think Dane Cook and Joe Rogan are popping in. It's always a great time. This show is just known for being one of the best shows in Hollywood. So come out, 10 o'clock, Hollywood Improv. And then Friday, January 16th, Saturday, January 17th, and Sunday, January 18th, I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv, man. This is a last-minute booking. There was a fallout, so I'm going up there. Really pumped. I was just there December 20th doing the live Adam Carolla podcast, and now I'm going to be there headlining, baby, and doing an hour. So come out and see me. Get your tickets at improv.com or adamraytv.com. January 16th, 17th, and 18th. Two shows Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. Sunday is also a very big day, not just my last show at the San Jose Improv at 7 o'clock, but it's also the day the Seahawks send themselves to a second straight Super Bowl. That's right, baby, I'm calling it. We're taking down the Packers, man. 45 to zip. No, I'm just kidding, but we are going to beat the shit out of you guys. Look, I'm not saying I don't want it to be a game. I do want it to be competitive. But hey, and look, I love cheese, all right? Wisconsin's a cool place that I love cheese. I love grilled cheese. I love mac and cheese, but I hate the fucking Packers, and you guys are going down. And of course, I'm hitting the road, baby, with Adam Devine doing a big theater tour February 10th through March 7th. We're going to the Paramount Theater in Austin. We're going to the Marathon Music Works in Nashville, the Plaza Live in Orlando, the May Mandy Concert Hall in Raleigh, North Carolina, the Gramercy in New York, the Lincoln Theater in D.C., the Wilbur in Boston, the Fox Theater in Boulder, Colorado, the Neptune in Seattle, the Aladdin in Portland, House of Blues in Anaheim and San Diego to end the tour on March on March 7th, March 6th and 7th. So those tour dates are obviously posted online. Just Google Adam Devine tour dates and you'll get those. Brad Williams is in Denver right now, even though his Broncos lost. Oh, boy. You know, I was a little bummed for him because we didn't get a Super Bowl rematch. But you know what? Peyton Manning can fucking eat Papa John's pizza and listen to the nationwide jingle. That giant forehead motherfucker. But Brad's at the Comedy Works downtown Denver tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Get your tickets at comedyworks.com. Go see Brad. It's one of the greatest comedy clubs in the country. Of course, get your ABLN merchandise at estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Tell your friends to get it. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a comment. Helps us climb the ropes. So many great episodes coming up. So many great guests for you guys to listen to. So subscribe, tell your friends, get your shirts. That's the tour date info. Those are the Twitter handles. That's the merch info. So now, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy a very special bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad and Adam, courtside of the Lakers game. Oh, baby.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast. Dinner or breakfast, Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Well, I don't know how to exactly start this podcast other than by saying that Brad can't get off his phone with good reason because he's getting blown up by...
If I could dance like you, I would never stop. That was awesome. You absolutely stole the game. Best moves on court all evening. That was effing amazing.
These tweets are in... are speaking of the fucking dance clinic that our very own About Last Night podcast host Brad Williams displayed tonight at the Lakers versus Magic game at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California on January 9th, Friday.
You're damn right.
Probably around, I don't know, 8:48 p.m. Brad and I got courtside.
Funny Brad putting Steve Ballmer to shame at the Laker game.
God. It doesn't stop. All right, Brad and I went to this game tonight, and yeah. We rushed home after because it's shit. I've never experienced anything like this or seen anything like this before in my life. And I was like, Brad, don't drive back to Huntington Beach tonight.
No.
Please come back to my apartment and let's pod.
Yeah.
That's like the new new bro hookup. Hey, dude, come back to my place and pod.
Okay, man. Yeah, totally come back and pod.
Yeah, come on, man. Just a couple hours.
Yeah, man. Let's crack a few micro brews and pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Brad, for his birthday.
Psyched!
Gets us these super discounted courtside tickets that he won through an auction.
Yeah, I won it. There was a charity called Friends and Helpers, which is an amazing charity that you guys should all look up and donate to. And they were doing an auction. They had two courtside Laker tickets, and they were on eBay. I found them, and for way discounted.
Have you been on eBay prior to this?
No. A friend of mine told me about it and was like, hey, look, they're only this much money. And I was like, holy crap, that's not very expensive. So I bid going, all right, I'm not going to get it because someone's going to outbid me. And boop, my phone beeps and you got courtside tickets to the Lakers.
Oh,
and
my God.
As a Southern California native, grew up watching Chick
Hearn. It's your team, man.
Yeah, James Worthy, Sam Perkins, who was a Sonic later.
Yeah, Big Smooth.
Yeah, and all those guys. Always been on my bucket list to sit courtside at a Laker game. I got these seats, and who am I going to take? Who's going to sit next to me courtside at
the
Staples
Center? Who's going to enjoy the experience? Who's going to make you because that's a big deal, and I think dudes listening know what we're talking about.
Right.
Because going to a sporting event with your girl or a girl you're interested in is fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yep. And
a lot of dudes will make that move early on when they're like, let me – because a lot of girls just don't like sports, but they like going.
Right.
And they like going. They like the social aspect. And a lot of guys will go –
especially courtside of the Laker game, that's like a whole nother level.
Yeah, I mean, things will have to happen in the car ride on the way home if you bring someone.
Fucking better.
And I'm not talking about the guy receiving. I'm talking about the guy giving. It's 2015, fellas. You better start performing cunnilingus while you drive home.
That's a whole level of talent. Yeah. I don't think like most Cirque du Soleil performers can't pull that one off.
Yeah.
But so you get
these tickets.
I get a big ticket.
Who do you want to take?
Well, like I'm going down the list, and my brother-in-law, obviously married to my sister, he's married, so he does what the married guy does. I'm like, dude, you gotta bring a dime, man. Call up a dime, get a courtside seats, get a hot chick next to you. I'm like, yeah, but like that's great, like as we discussed. But then there's that expectation of you have to have that kind of like thing with the girl. Like, hey, I'm giving you courtside seats. You know what that means.
That's the subtext.
And it's such an uncomfortable thing. And then the girl's uncomfortable because she's like, yeah, I'm enjoying the game. But
also,
no,
she probably doesn't really even like basketball.
No.
She's on her phone the whole time taking pictures. Hey, we were taking pictures too, but our pictures were with fucking the guys who are about to star in Jurassic World and Guardians of the Galaxy.
That story's coming up. I go, you know what? Let me take my boy, Adam. Let me take my heterosexual life mate. Let me take someone
who also has that on their bucket list, sitting courtside. And we've discussed this. And that's the sign of a true friendship when you remember those details.
So you take your boy. So, and we don't do this kind of stuff.
No, man. This is not normal.
No. We're not front of the VIP line. We're not.
Last time we went to the Laker game, remember we got tickets and we sat in the fucking nosebleeds?
Yeah, we sat in the nosebleeds. Still had a great time.
Yeah.
But, you have to go through, like, this special entrance, and we're wandering around the Staples Center, and, like...
There's, you can go there, and we're like, can we go there? Like, let me see the ticket. Yeah, you can go there.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Like, well, what about over here?
Yeah, you can go over there.
Yeah, you can go over there, because you were just over there.
Yeah. Basically, if you have a courtside seat... They will let you pick Nick Young's nose. They're like, can we pick Nick Young's nose? Yeah. Let me see your ticket. Oh, courtside? Yes. Go pick
By the
Nick Young's nose.
You couldn't say it the second time. I feel like that was a school of theater tongue twister that they used to articulate.
Pick Nick Young's nose. That's what you say like before you do
it. Tourboat, toy boat, turbo.
Yeah, you're
tour
doing
boat,
like an improv
turbo.
Game. Like,
abominably, abdominally, anomaly. Abominably, abdominally, anomaly. Pick Nick Young's nose. Pick Nick Young's nose.
See, it's even harder.
Pick Nick.
So we're wandering around, and then we finally get to our seats, and I'm sure looking at us from the outside, you'd be like, oh, these guys have never been here before.
Yeah, well, let's just paint the picture. I'm in a Sean Kemp jersey, a gray T-shirt that's too small for me, a Seattle Seahawks hat.
Yeah, full. You're repping full Seattle.
Yeah, full Seattle.
And I'm wearing the most stylish leather jacket that you can get at Gymboree. So
we're looking good,
down.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, obviously. So we sit down, and all of a sudden, this waitress comes up and goes, "Hey, would you guys like anything?" We're like, "Oh God." Courtside, it's probably like a carrot stick. Yeah. Costs like $42.
But we got to get something. We both went in being like, we got to get something. We also went in, by the way, as we were crossing the street. This was, I look at Brad, I go, Brad, right. Courtside, there's a lot at stake here. Like, we're talking about possible getting on Jumbotron and, you know, being that close. I go, Kiss Cam. And I go, are you in? And Brad, just, what'd you say?
I was like, well, obviously.
Yeah. Because we knew if Kiss Cam came to us.
I mean, you got to step up to the plate at that
and
point.
And I think you said, how are we going to, how does it happen? Do we just like turn immediately, or is it like a turn and like maybe one of us would pretend to be like not into it?
You got to have a game plan.
And then hopefully the camera does a slow zoom as we slowly realize this is the moment we've been waiting for, and we slowly move in. And then you suggested even doing the cartwheel from your lap dance.
Hell yes.
Onto me.
Why not? Throw a dwarf crotch in the face.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
So we sit down. The woman comes over.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, what do you guys want? And we know, so we start looking at the menu, and yeah, the prices are pretty expensive. And then the woman says the most magical words I've ever heard in my entire life. She goes, and just so you know, it's Free Friday.
I think she said Free Food Friday.
Yeah, Free Food
and
Friday.
She, and she goes, by the way, you can pick Nick Young's nose. She goes, Free Food Friday.
Yeah, by the way.
If you can say these
free,
two things.
It's Free Food Friday, and you can pick Nick Young's nose. What? So she said, it's Free Food Friday. And we're like, wait, and I even looked at her and was like, well, you're kidding, right? That's not a thing, right? Like, you're being sarcastic.
We're sitting courtside. This is enough, lady. You don't have to make our day even better.
Yeah. So she goes, no, it's free.
No, that's an actual thing that's happening.
It's
every
free.
Friday, food is free if you're courtside.
Yeah.
And so we just, Brad and I just high five and scream like little girls who just found out that they don't, you know, that their period was, you know, that they had an extra pair of underwear in their backpack.
No one's gonna find out.
And so then we immediately both look at it, and we were both like, sushi.
Yeah.
And then we got the very Hollywood, most Hollywood item.
LA.
Yeah.
We were so
We looked down. I was like, I see nachos and hot dogs and chicken fingers dipped in nachos and pretzels wrapped in burritos. And then I'm like, I'll have some edamame.
And I go, I'll have the sashimi platter,
And I'll have the California roll.
Oh, done, okay.
But I'll have the edamame first, and a Sprite. And so we get that, chow it down, enjoying it, loving life, watching the warm ups, watching everything. Brad's checking his phone. What else are you getting, Brad?
You guys need to have a series.
Yes. Who says this?
Just some fan. They're like, yes, yeah, and yes, we do need to have a series.
We do need a show, man. We were talking about that tonight too with a buddy of ours who works in a at a network, and he texted us, and he's like, he planted the seed.
We'll do some meetings.
Okay, that voice cannot be in any sort of meeting.
No, can happen. So then we're
taking in the ambiance. Let's just paint that picture. When you're watching courtside, everything's so close. We can't stop looking at the dancers are right next to us, and we forgot about that. It was like every time we'd take in something else new, like look how close the players are. Look at the ball boys, like they're just like us, you know. Like, and look at there's the announcers. There's the Fox Sports guys.
Right.
And then Brad gets recognized by some ESPN radio guy who's a big fan. He comes over, and then there's kids who are looking over at us and
going,
and
that Wee Man from Jackass?
Yeah,
no, asshole.
And then Brad does this incredible move that I've never seen where he in order, and this you start doing this when you were in third grade, you said.
Yeah.
And this is how you get your beverages when you're sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
That when you're
because when you're a dwarf, your legs dangle, and I can't really reach down, and my arms aren't long enough to grab stuff off the floor.
And you don't want to hold it the whole time.
So I grab my beverage with both my feet, and I throw it up in the air, and then
like
I catch it.
Like a fucking slingshot.
Yeah.
He fucking catapults with his feet a vitamin water up in the air and catches it. And keep in mind, if your best friend does something like that, and you've never seen it before, and you're courtside at a Laker game, and they just told you it's Free Food Friday, and you can pick Nick Young's nose,
well done.
Your head's about to explode. I'm like, now he's catapulting beverages from his fucking legs?
What can't this guy do? You were looking at me like, were you holding this skill out on me? What the hell?
The first thing I asked you, I go, well, how long have you been able to do that?
They're great. Yeah. You know, it happens.
Doing it with fucking juice boxes?
Yeah, done. It was with the Capri Sun. Very tricky.
Yeah. So then the dancers come through, and then we're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that little tasty treat.
God.
So then there's 15 of the most beautiful dancers standing in front of us. And what do we do? Every time they got off the floor, Brad and I stood up. We go, great job.
Great job.
And they all looked at us and smiled. Great job.
I know it's their job, but don't tell me it's their job. It's like when the stripper hits on you. You know it's their job, but you don't care.
Yeah.
It's a facade, all right? Let me have my damn fantasy, okay?
That's 20 years from now, Brad.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talking to his kids who catch him watching their porn.
Well, you know, it's gonna happen.
Let me have my fantasy.
Overall, incredible experience.
But what happens, before we get to the grand finale of the evening of why we rushed home here, and we've already prefaced it, the reason you're getting all this Twitter and internet sensation beginnings is because of something you did that got the attention of the Jumbotron, National Television, and everyone in Staples Center.
Yes, sir.
Do we want to talk about that or talk about the
celebrity encounter?
Let's talk about that at the end.
Oh, okay.
We got to talk about the dance.
Ooh, okay. We're teasing the celebrity encounter. We met an A-list celebrity that we'll discuss that. But before we do, as they do at most sporting events, there was a dance cam segment. It's a timeout or between quarters.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
We didn't get kiss cam.
We did not get kiss cam. We were there. We were ready. I put on chapstick right before going, all right, let's do this, buddy. But that didn't happen. So then they do a dance cam. And I'm courtside. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I throw.
And you know what? You're not even doing it. Let me just preface this. Brad's not doing it with the idea of. I mean, people know this because they've seen the Gangnam Style video. And if you haven't, folks, YouTube Dwarf Dances Gangnam Style. And it's on my YouTube channel. It's the greatest thing you'll ever see because Brad Williams is a fucking phenomenal dancer. And he.
Wait. CBSSports.com. Just posted, Brad Williams is the best entertainment at the Lakers Magic game.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
CBSSports.com.
Are you kidding me,
comedian,
dude?
Hold on. Comedian Brad Williams is apparently courtside and dancing at the Lakers Magic game.
Oh my God.
We are live tweeting this.
Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that happened. So we got to look that up. But anyway.
Lakers beat. Yeah, and look, here's the Lakers. I think you're getting posted on the Lakers.
On the Lakers website? Fucking A, dude. So, okay, I'll go back to telling the story.
Oh, my. Well, okay, so Kiss Cam comes and goes. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kiss Cam comes and goes, and now we're like, all right, here's the dance cam.
Here's the dance cam. Let's do this. And I take
immediately
a few steps out, and I just start rocking it.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You're going hard, by the way.
Going hard.
You're committing a lot of, like... You know, you cover a lot of ground. Like, you were
Richard
bouncing.
Simmons would have looked at me like, oh my God, calm down. Stop sweating to the oldies. That's my Richard Simmons.
Great Simmons.
Sure.
So, great Dick Simmons.
Man, great Dick Simmons.
You're working it. And the Jumbotron is not picking up. And I'm getting frustrated, man.
Yeah.
I get on my phone, by the way, immediately, and I start taping this. Because I go, as soon as they cut to you, man, I want to get my buddy. I want to get him right in front of me, and I want to get him on Jumbotron. And you can tell the song is coming to an end. And then all of a sudden, fucking, you even kind of took a momentary, like, step back in the amount of passion you were putting in.
Yeah,
because you could realize
it.
The song was over. It was coming to an end.
They didn't get me.
And then all of a sudden, I look up and I go, ooh, ooh. And he, Brad, that you didn't even look at me or look at the Jumbotron. You just stepped back in front of where we were sitting and fucking turned it up to 150.
Oh, my God. This dwarf goes to 11. Nice little Spinal Tap reference. Yeah. And then I just kicked it. I kicked it step up style. Dude, I was throwing down.
You went hard. And then at that point, dude, because guess what? Everyone had been watching. Like, yep. You've been dancing until it picked up on you at the very last moment. Because, you know, the timeout, the players were back on the court now. And this dance cam ran about, I'd say, in total about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And 22 of it was not Brad Williams. Mm-hmm. But guess what? The entire Staples Center saw this fucking magical creature on the courtside opposite end of the Magic Bench basket dancing up a fucking clinic, and, yep. And the excitement was building. And then when it cut to you, dude, it was like fucking... It
Staples
was like,
Center went nuts.
Dude, it was like Shaq just fucking finally hit a free throw. It was like...
Wow, yeah, and that rare.
Yeah.
Which you see more of? Shaq hitting free throws, dwarfs dancing courtside at Laker games. I don't know. It's about the same percentage.
We'll be right back with more Lakers trivia. So that happens. Crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
They give you a giant section to the right of us gives like a standing O.
Right.
And then we're just like, that was incredible. Yeah. Right. And I'm like, cool. I got that video. That was a great moment.
Close it out. The entire Staples Center is clapping. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Then this cameraman comes over to me, taps on the shoulder and goes, dude, you're going to be on the broadcast. And he shows me this monitor that's behind the hoop, and they're showing the
during the timeout.
During the timeout, they show me on the Time Warner Cable Sports Channel.
So Brad Williams dancing up a storm, and they show me with my goofy-ass smile, my Sean Kemp jersey, videotaping the Jumbotron, videotaping Brad. At one point, I did a one-armed fist bump.
Well, you know, you were absolutely dressed.
I thought about contributing, and you know what, though? It's better that I didn't, because then it would have been... It still would have been Brad Williams because you can't upstage that.
No.
I was seated, and I will defend my seated dancing skills. I fucking, because I'm all legs anyway. So I was fucking, I can really work it down there and a lot of, you know, shimmying, but there's no way to upstage what you were doing.
Can't do it.
And so it's almost better that I didn't, you know, because then I made it a solo act.
Yeah.
And then it's also like goofy guy in a Kemp jersey behind you. But that was your moment, and you fucking capitalized, and then you're on the broadcast, and then.
Yeah. Just
and then we're like, this night couldn't get any better.
Right. We're thinking like, well, we've peaked. We got free sushi. I got to pick Nick Young's nose.
This night can't get any better.
On Jumbotron, it's over.
Let me just say real quick on the way out before we get back to who we met at the game, and that's how we'll wrap this up. We walk out of the game. First of all, it takes us about 30, 40 minutes to get out of the game. Because if you're listening to this podcast, I can't describe to you more that it was like walking around with Paul McCartney. If Paul McCartney fucking just dubstepped courtside at a Lakers game. Because every 10 feet, it was either, hey, great dance moves, but more, hey, can I get a picture with you?
Can I get a picture with you?
And you're so gracious with that, so you took every picture.
Yeah,
and people were fucking so pumped about it, dude.
It was nuts. And
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, to just be walking out of a Laker game and had everyone going, he's the guy!
Yeah, because guess what? There was a lot to cheer about. Lakers won by 20.
Sure.
They held the Magic under 100, so it was two free tacos.
Two free tacos for the entire stadium, a la Thank You, Jack in the Box.
And guess what, dude? You upstaged a fucking NBA basketball game.
Certainly did.
And free tacos for 30,000 people.
It's tough to upstage free tacos. Like, that's way up on the list. But apparently Dwarf trumps tacos.
It's tough to upstage free tacos. Could be the name of a book you write if things just take a fucking turn for the worst.
Absolutely. I'd buy it. So that was great. So,
and then walking out of the stadium, though, let's talk about that, because then that's when I was like, we got to get home and pot about this, because then we're walking out of the stadium, and it just continues.
There's guys honking as they're driving
honking
by.
Honking as they're driving by, dude. Like, we just won the fucking championship, and they're like, and you were fucking Kobe. They're just like trying to give you their props. People, everyone stopped and take a picture, and you're so great, great moves, great, you know, and then. You know, and then
it was a blast.
It was incredible, dude.
So much fun.
And as if that was all like not enough to make the night special. The game would have been enough. The seats were enough, dude.
Absolutely.
The view in which we got to watch our favorite sport.
Yeah.
And your fucking childhood team.
Right. And Carlos Boozer's balls right at our eye level.
Well,
so huge.
Right at your eye level.
They always are, but God, those things are huge in person.
Really? Yeah, they really were gigantic. You could see them through the cloth of the shorts. And Carlos, if you're listening, dude, you got to shave because we could see something through the yellow jersey and the yellow shorts. The yellow jersey, that's how high his balls are.
Exactly.
We could see him through fucking the chest plates. But
now granted, this is a Laker game. So anytime it's a big event, like a Laker game in Hollywood, there's always a chance at a celebrity sighting. And
who is it usually?
And well, it's usually like Jack is at the Laker game, or Denzel.
Leo, Tobey Maguire.
Leo, Tobey Maguire, Wahlberg, guys.
Jay-Z,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay-Z. But
tell me real quick your Nicholson story you told me that Mencia told you.
Oh, okay. This is something that, because we were talking as we were going in, and Carlos Mencia told me a story that when he got courtside seats for the first time, Mencia, this is first time getting courtside seats, so he runs out to the concourse. He wants to get all these snacks so he doesn't have to leave his seat.
Yeah.
So he does. He gets the popcorn. He gets the nachos and just all this stuff. And he's like, it's cartoony. He's walking down the steps with all this food.
If he slips, you're going to hear a goofy, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know the sound effect.
Oh, my God.
So then he gets down to his seats, which happen to be not too far away from Jack Nicholson. And Nicholson sees this large Latino man with all this food, and he just lowers his sunglasses and goes, "You know they give you the nachos for free." Subtext, you idiot. Obviously, you've never been here before. I live here. You see those Laker girls? I've fucked eight of them.
Wait, Jack, nachos for free. Is that the truth?
Yes, that's the truth, but you can't handle the truth. You can't handle free nachos. You want me courtside. You need me courtside.
That's not a bad Jack.
I do all right. So there's always the possibility of running into a celebrity at a Laker game. And, yeah, we're kind of head on a swivel. We're kind of looking around going, I wonder if there's anyone here.
But not usually – but nobody that we want to talk to, because we're not star fuckers. We don't we want to be on the same level with these people. You know, having the podcast now, it's – you have that in the back of your mind of like, sure. Oh man, potential like guest, but like,
absolutely,
it's got to happen organically, man. Mm-hmm. And but sometimes you got to force that organic. You got to plant the seed for the organic fucking moment to grow.
We did, and
God, that was profound.
So Adam looks over courtside and explain
to the viewers how great I am with faces. By the way,
you are pretty damn good.
Like I recognize. I've mentioned this before. Like I could not see Brad after tonight for 40 years, and I could see him standing outside of a Baskin Robbins in a tutu, and I'd be like, Brad Williams? And that's how I'll be talking
about
40 years.
Well, to be fair, I have a couple other of interesting characteristics about myself that make me a little more recognizable.
If I didn't see... no, whatever. I recognize... I ran to a girl I used to... our family friend, she was my age, and we used to... her brother I used to play with all the time as a kid. Oh, I hadn't seen him after... They moved when I was like 9. Mm-hmm. I ran into him my senior year of high school. That's a long time, dude. And I saw him at a grocery store, and I go, Michael Hemmett? And he goes... Huh? And I go, we used to play together. And he goes, oh, fuck.
And he just realizes.
Yeah. And it was, I saw us. Anyway, crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw Olden Polonies on the way out. Olden Polonies, if you don't know who that is.
By the way, that's not the big celebrity that we're building up to. We're not building up to an Olden Polonies story. I'm sorry. But
the greatest the biggest number one pick flop of all time.
We ran into Deathless Shrimp.
Like, hey, dude, that would now that's worth the bit. Fuck you for fuck you with your lack of shrimp sensitivity. You lack shrimp sensitivity. You lack shrimp sensitivity.
Pick Nick Young's nose. So you bump me and you're like, hey, Brad, is that Chris Pratt? And we look over and go, I think it is.
And I go, yeah, that's for. And by the way, this is from Pratt. Like.
This is halfway. Like he's
at the basket.
Mid-court.
He's at midcourt. So that's a long view for me to recognize.
It's a long way away.
And I'm like, is that Chris Pratt of Parks and Recreation, Guardians of the Galaxy, Moneyball, Zero Dark 30, and the upcoming Jurassic World, the Star-Lord?
Is this Star-Lord himself?
Is this the movie star juggernaut that's fucking one of the hottest actors in the fucking universe right now?
Sure.
Yes, it is. And so then we decide what?
Well, we decide, okay, we got to talk to him.
And why do we have to talk to him? Tell them what common fact Chris Pratt and I have.
You are both from the great city of Seattle, and Adam Is decked out in he looks like he would be on the travel guide for come visit Seattle. Look, we got guys that look like this.
I did have a vest too.
Yeah, and
you had a flannel in my back pocket in case somebody stole my jersey.
Sean Kemp jersey. I'm sure you had a Nirvana CD somewhere on your in your pants or something.
I did. I had a Lauren Jackson thong.
Well done.
Do you know who Lauren Jackson is?
No, I don't.
The center for the WNBA, and I'm not going to hold that against you.
Oh, wow. So we go, all right, well, see, you're all decked out in Seattle stuff. We're courtside.
He's a big Hawk fan, too. I know he tweets a lot about that. So I was like, I'm wearing the hat. That's just a common thing to be like, even if it was just, hey, we got a big game tomorrow, and have him go, we do. Well, nice to meet you, Chris Pratt. I was okay with that.
Apparently, Pratt sounds like Tony Danza.
Here's the thing. Football's a great sport. Boxing is an even better sport. You know what? Let me tell you something, Brad. My dad was a garbage man.
Oh, boy. Fucking interrupting Tony Danza. We're telling a damn Chris Pratt story.
No, tell your story.
Okay. So we know we can't go during the game. We think about going at the end of the first quarter, but then we're like, you know what? Halftime, we'll have the time to do it. Good. So halftime comes, and we start walking towards Chris Pratt, and then all of a sudden, we get there's a group of guys that come in. They see him.
Big money guys.
Nice suits.
Slick, nice suits. So, and they're talking him up a storm. And I'm like, Brad, the worst thing we can do is interrupt, because then he's not going to give us the time of day. Because then we're those people that linger and loiter and go, hey, Mr. Pratt, hey, do you want some of my edamame? We got these free pineapple pinnacles, the pinnacle pineapples, things we order for free. Free Food Friday. You know what's Free Food Friday? I picked Ding Dong Toes. And so we don't get any of that in.
Yeah.
We sit and wait. And then finally, these people, they're not leaving.
No.
And now there's a minute and 40 seconds until halftime ends. And time is of the essence.
Right.
And Brad, who planted the seed in my head, who goes, let's go talk to him. And I shot that down at first because I go, this isn't the right moment.
Right.
And then it looked like our time, we had missed it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, fuck it. And we stood up and I go, let's just walk over there. We walk across the court. Clock is ticking before the half's going to start. Now it's under a minute. The players are back on the court. The refs are on the court. We're hovering now for at least not even 4 seconds next to, because I go, let's just at least break in. And then our only moment. I'm thinking we're not going to get another moment. The guys are still talking to him, but let's just break in and go, hey, sorry. In my head, I was going to go, sorry to interrupt, but we just want to say real quick, go Hawks, you're the shit.
Yeah, you're awesome.
You know,
that's it.
But Pratt gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
And I think is walking to the bathroom or the celebrity free edamame room or the more edamame room. And so he walks and I go, Brad, just keep walking. So we keep walking. So now it's like walking. It's I was waiting for him to just walk and then all of a sudden just turn around and go, I saw you guys were following me. But he walks, and then I'm thinking, like, I don't know what these courtside tickets, I don't know the access they're capable of.
Sure.
So we walk, all of a sudden security goes, can I see a ticket? Look at courtside. You can go there.
Yeah, you go there.
Same. Hey, and then we're like, what about there? Hey, let me see a ticket. Hey, you can go there too.
Yeah, because
you weren't there, remember? And so then all of a sudden we walk back and we're right behind Pratt. He goes into the bathroom. Brad comes up to me. He goes, where'd he go? I go, bathroom. Brad goes, I'll see you in a minute. Brad fucking walks into the bathroom and I'm sitting
outside. Well, now, what was your thought when I'm like, I'm going in? Is Brad going to go blow him in the bathroom?
No, that was my fourth thought.
Oh, okay.
My first through third thought was he's going to find a great tall guy, short guy moment in the bathroom to make a funny joke from.
Well, you would be correct, sir. Because Pratt goes to a urinal. He's doing his thing. And then there's only two guys in the bathroom. Pratt's on a far urinal. And the other guy, all the urinals are open. The other guy, the other dude in the bathroom, takes the midget urinal. There's always one midget urinal for kids and disabled people and midgets. I mostly say midgets. And he's pissing on that one. So I'm standing behind him. And this is a pet peeve of mine anyway, because when there's an open fucking urinal and you can reach it, you don't take my goddamn urinal. Anyway, sorry. 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. What the heck is bothering me? Nothing. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I say out loud, I go, really, dude, you had to take a midget urinal, and then the midget shows up. And Pratt stops midstream, very talented, and looks back, sees that there's an actual little person behind this guy who said this comment, and just busts out laughing. Just bah.
And so then you're like, I'm in. It's the same thing when you do a new comedy club or a theater and you've done it before. You get the laugh and you're like, I'm in.
All right, I'm good. So so then I finally, the guy's like, oh God, I'm so sorry. And he moves over and I take my rightful place at my midget urinal. How dare you, sir?
How dare
and,
you?
And we go. I've obviously, stop talking, you know, while you do the business. But then we both kind of finish up, and then he just goes, "Dude, that's hilarious. That was the funniest thing I've heard all day." And he says, "God, that was like one of those Southwest want to get away commercials." And
funny.
Yeah, and then he's just
shooting
cool
the
dude.
Shit. Yeah, in the bathroom, because that's not a place where a lot of dudes are comfortable to get to know somebody.
He's a good dude. Yeah. And
so then you guys walk out.
Yeah, and we walk out. He sees you. Like the kid in the Mean Joe Green Coca-Cola commercial, just sitting there wearing all your Seattle jerseys.
I was like, "Mr. Pratt, you want some of my pineapple pinnacle?" And so he goes, "What's up, Seattle?" And I go, "Yo, dude, go Hawks." He goes, "Go Hawks, dude." He goes, "Fucking big game." I'm like, "Yeah." I go, "You're from Lake Stevens, right?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "I grew up in Shoreline." Immediately start talking about that. It's a close proximity of area in North, yep. North Seattle. And then we start talking about the Hawks. I'm like, "Dude, when are you going to raise the 12th man flag?" He's like, "I'm actually supposed to tomorrow for the game, but it didn't work out, and hopefully soon." And you know, I got a lot of press for Jurassic World gearing up, and just it's a busy award season time for you know, for Guardian. I mean, dude, he's a huge star right now, killer year.
Yep.
So, and then we start talking about Hawks, and then we talk about the Super Bowl and how we went, and
yep,
and then just more Seattle stuff and football, and then the game, and then. And then I go, I can sense a moment where I'm just like, I feel like we've had our little 3 minute talk with a fucking movie star, and mm-hmm. now let's wrap it up. So I go, "Hey, dude," I'm in my head, I'm like, "You got to take a chance." I go, "Hey, we got this comedy podcast." He goes, "Oh, no shit." I go, "Yeah, dude, we've Melissa McCarthy, Tony Danza, Dana Carvey." I start naming some of our heavy hitters to, you know, try to give it some.
So we're not two guys who have a podcast in a basement like, "Hey, you want to drive
sometimes
out?
When my mom lets me stay over, she lets me use her studio that she uses to do her PTA podcast."
Yeah, yeah. And then I get to use it in between editing porn videos.
Absolutely. No, it was a much better pitch than that. So. And he goes, "Man," he goes, "Yeah." And I go, and Paul Feig did it, who I did The Heat with. And he goes, "Oh, you were in the," and then he looks at me, I go, "Yeah, I was the club owner and beard." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." I go, "Got the motorboat Sandra Bullock." I go, and we joked about the Super Bowl being the greatest day of, you know, Pratt and I's life. And I go, "Motorboating Sandra Bullock." I go, "Second greatest day of
my
life."
Day,
he's
obviously.
Laughing. And he goes, "I know Feig, because Paul Feig's directed a lot of Parks and Recs."
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, just more common ground. And then we go, "Your wife, Anna Faris, has done our buddy Jay Larson and Ryan Sickler's The Crab Feast." He goes, "Oh, Sickler. I love those guys."
Yeah.
So now, he just goes, "You know what, man? Well, how do you want to?" He goes, "It could be a little bit. We can figure out." I go, "Number, email, exchange information with Chris Pratt."
Damn right.
Pratt. And we texted on the way back, and we're going to get him to do the podcast before Jurassic World comes out.
That's
the plan. And he's
unbelievable.
Super down to do it, man.
He's down to do it. He loves comedy.
And then as soon as I text him, what does he text back? He goes, "You know, I do Go Hawks. Great to meet you. Thanks for being so cool. Fun chatting. We'll touch base about the pod." He goes,
"Yep,
dude, your boy Brad ripped it up on the Jumbotron," which was so dope that we met him first, and then that happened, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. And could not have been a nicer guy. And another dude, and we saw him as he was walking back to his seat. He was saying hi to people. You know, kids that would recognize him.
Goes, knocked out a few pictures on his way out.
Star-Lord. Like, you know, they'd freak out from Guardians. And then,
well, that's because he's from the Pacific Northwest, man. I gotta say, we breed some cool-ass people.
You do breed some cool-ass people.
And so that's, I mean, hey, get ready for that. I mean, that's incredible. And, you know, that's right. We talked about Jurassic Park movie, because that's probably top three favorite movies of me of all time.
Sure.
So I was geeking out, asking all these, you know, what are velociraptors like in real life? And he was telling us how acting with, you know, we were getting mini tastes of how great the pod's going to be outside of the men's room. And, anyway, it was an incredible night, and the tweets and the internet, we're in the first 24 hours of I don't know what you want to title this fucking moment, the courtside. The Magic Johnson, the real courtside magic.
The real courtside magic. Sure. I don't know. I'm trying to think of words that are similes.
Dwarf courtside?
Dwarf courtside. Dwarf courtside sounds like a detective. Hey, dwarf courtside. All right.
Hello. My puppy. We can't seem to find him, and there's a trail of biscuits leading outside of Mr. Withers' old door. We need help, but the cops won't pick up, and nobody can fit through that doggy door to find out if that actually is him who escaped through the doggy door.
Don't worry, you've come to the right place. You've called on Dwarf Courtside. Private Eye.
And then Hall & Oates Private Eyes.
Private Eyes. So this was an incredible experience.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
How could you get any better? That's what's wrapped. That was, I mean, we're going to go out tomorrow for your birthday.
Yep.
at a fun club and,
yep,
and have a great time.
We are.
But I don't know how we're going to top this, dude.
It's a hard thing to do, but couldn't have gone better. Courtside seats, sushi. Sushi.
Free edamame.
Free edamame.
Let's just say we're gonna post that video from the TV and from the one that I took on my iPhone on the aboutlastnightpodcast.com website.
Yep.
But I'm sure it'll also be on our Instagrams and Facebooks and Twitters. But
so
and
look it up
at CBSSports.com.
Absolutely.
I kid you not, I feel like it's gonna make SportsCenter within the next 48 hours.
Let's do it.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast. Of course, keep subscribing on iTunes, comment, and all that stuff. And we'll see you.
And thank you for making my dreams come true of picking Nick Young's nose.
you guys are the best.
We'll see you next week.
So that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.